Today is April 17th. Welcome on in to Daily Cards Live here at ClavesOnline.com. I'm Joe Roderick. He's Bob Ramsey, and we're brought to you by Royal Banks of Missouri, Munganass St. Louis Acura, Munganass Burkhart Alton Toyota. Rammer, the Cardinals win last night in another close one, 3-2. They had to come from behind to get the victory in the game. And we talked about it on yesterday's show about Lance Lynn and what we'd like to see out of him so far. And by far his best outing as a Cardinal so far, 7 innings, allowing 5 hits. Surprisingly, only 1 strikeout, though.
Yeah, so that was a little bit odd from his from his typical outings, because he is a strikeout guy. But the point is, he throws strikes. If you throw strikes, often you're going to get contact. Unearned on a remarkable effort by Mason Wynn. He knew he had to hurry a little bit and overthrew it. If he doesn't throw the ball, they probably give it an infield hit.
The Cardinals yesterday, that was it. Bullpen again comes in strong. Jojo Romero, no hits. And same with Ryan Helsley, 17 pitches, earning his 7th save of the year. I think it's safe to say he's probably not available today. You give him the 2 days off, you bring him back against Milwaukee come this weekend. Or maybe we see the new look Ryan Helsley and they throw him out there for a third day in a row with the off day on Thursday.
I think your initial point is probably true, and I'm okay with that now. You say, well, what about last year? You were up in arms because he would take himself out, you know, and we even talked about this in the preseason. 2 days in a row, you got to get out there. 3, okay, depends on the situation, how stressful your previous 2 outings were. 4 days in a row, that's a little dicey for anybody. So, yeah, I think you're probably right about that.
Mason Wynn, you mentioned he had the error yesterday in the game, also went 1-for-1 at the plate, also had a couple walks in there. So on the season right now, hitting .362 on the year with his on-base percentage closing in at .400. Right now hitting 7th in the lineup, bottom third of the lineup. At what point do they start kind of creeping him up?
If you remember, 2 of my favorite broadcasters have been debating on him hitting 9th all year. We won't need to revisit that. But he's already been creeping up a little bit. It's not so much him creeping up. It's who are the people you creep down the lineup and how do you keep them engaged? How do you not hurt their feelings or disrespect them or somehow make them a victim? Modern players, modern society, everybody's a victim. So how do you do it? I think let me say this. Do we think at this point in his life, Wynn is Arias? No, we don't think so. We don't think he's going to hit .360 this year, do we?
No, but hitting over 300 would be nice to have all year. Yeah.
Right. No. You're jumped ahead. You weren't subpoenaed here. It's okay. You can relax and just answer the questions. We don't want to hold you in contempt of Congress. No big deal. They never do anything about it. Oh, wait a minute. This is a sports show.
I don't know if you heard. I don't know. I think it froze for a second when I was answering, but I said hitting 300 would be just fine with me. Yeah, I don't need 360.
No, but my point is, you know, who do you move around? Because I think about it every day. We're not even 3 full weeks in yet. I think you got another week or 10 days before you say, okay, there's significant data to support the trends we're seeing, start to move it around. If it were me, I'd probably have him leading off Donovan 2 and then figure it out from there.
The Cardinals will go with Steven Matz on the mound today, 1-0 on the year with a .180 ERA as the Cardinals, again, that pitching staff, their starters, they've been impressive this year going out there throwing the way they have. Right now, team ERA of .359 for the Cardinals. That puts them 8th in all of baseball. And we were told that was the big that was the big kind of issue going into the offseason. They were going to improve the pitching, improve the starting rotation. We've seen the improvement on the bullpen, even though there's a few guys we haven't even seen yet that we thought would be part of that bullpen. But as of right now, the starting pitching is keeping the Cardinals in a lot of these games, as you have a lot of these starting guys in the batting lineup that are struggling.
Yeah, most of the numbers are good. And it's too early to worry about it. I'm not worried about it, but I think it's important to keep an eye on. We were told that the key to these specific players in the rotation were to get innings, to get to the sixth and get to the seventh. It looks like we're trending that way. And so that's good. Let's keep an eye on that, because even with a good ERA, if you're only going 4 or 5, it's not good enough. I'm not saying they're doing that. I'm just saying these are the things we got to keep an eye on.
Rammer, I don't know if you saw the actual attendance numbers last night in the game in Oakland. I know the night before, Claves had tweeted out it was around 5,500. Last night, 3,296. Will they top 1,000 people at the stadium today for an afternoon game, a 1 o'clock Wednesday game in Oakland?
That's a good – 1,000's the good number. I'll take the over on tickets sold. Actual attendance, ooh, that's close.
I told Claves, I think he and Ricky might be able to count the number of people there by the third inning.
You'll have time to go shake hands with everybody.
You think that the people in that area, I mean, they're distraught. The Warriors lost last night. They just probably want to stay home and cry into their Steph Curry jerseys and Draymond Green jerseys. And baseball's the last thing on their mind right now.
I don't know about that. Was when the Rams were setting us up to leave, it wasn't that the Rams were the last thing on people's minds, but yet you knew it was a bad product. You knew it was leaving. So why go? It's not that you're no longer an A's fan or no longer a baseball fan, but you're getting hosed. So why contribute?
Meanwhile, completely unrelated, or I guess related, but a completely different sport. Tickets to the Arizona Coyotes game tonight, the last game in Arizona. Those tickets are going on the secondary market for $10,000 for the final game in Arizona that takes place this evening. So if you go on StubHub, Ticketmaster resale, $10,000 to go see them at home one more time in their 5,000-seat arena.
That whole thing's been a debacle with ownership and it's a mess, and I know the league loves Phoenix. I know it's generally a great market and a great place to live. If you had the right ownership, would it work? People continue to tell me yes. Okay. All right. If you say so, but you're not going to get the chance for the near future.
And that's, as we will see Oakland Coliseum for the last time watching a Cardinal game this afternoon, that's what it is. Claves and I were talking about it yesterday. I mean, just think, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago, Rammer. When you actually do the math, it was long ago, but wasn't that long when you had Giambi and Tejada and Chavez and the big three, and you had this atmosphere at the Oakland Coliseum that was just electric in October, and now we're talking about maybe 1,000 people will be there today.
Ownership matters. Just does. Yeah. And you've got to have – America's at a spot where in most cases it's going to be more difficult to get public money, but you do have to have a partnership with your local governments, and it just seems like there's a complete disconnect there.
Yeah, there is. Game time at 3 o'clock today in Oakland. It'll be Steven Matz against Peter Blackburn, 1-0 on the year, has yet to allow an earned run on the season as the Cardinals look to get their 10th win of the season before they head back to Busch. Off day tomorrow, Rammer, and then a weekend series against the Milwaukee Brewers, who will be without Christian Yelich, who was really getting hot and then landed on the injured list. So Cardinals kind of catching a break at the right time, playing the Brewers, and we'll be able to preview that over the next next couple days as they will see their first National League Central opponent this weekend at Busch Stadium. Again, it is a 3:37 start time for the game today. 3:37 start time out there in in Oakland. And we will be back with you tomorrow for another edition of Daily Cards Live. Brought to you each and every day by Royal Banks of Missouri and also Munganass St. Louis Acura, Munganass Burkhart, Alton Toyota, Rammer. We talk every week about Ballparks National, and I'm sure many of our listeners out there have tournaments out at Ballparks National. Their kids have tournaments out there. Hey, if your car, you know, you got to load up a lot of stuff and you got to take it for that 4-hour drive out there, go and call Munganass Burkhart Alton Toyota. Go visit them online at altontoyota.com and see what they have in a rental for you. They rent cars. You can go and get a Sienna. You can get a 4Runner. Get a Toyota Tundra, and you can drive out there. You can load that up, and you can rent a car from Munganass Burkhart Alton Toyota for the weekend. I know that I have already been in touch with them. We have a tournament this weekend in Nashville, Illinois, and next weekend in Kinmundy, Illinois, Rammer. So I know Kinmundy, Illinois.
You're making that up.
I'm not. Hey, when you have the opportunity to spend $300 on a youth baseball tournament, you take that opportunity and you go and play, and you find small towns like that to go play in. and I guarantee a lot of our listeners are very, very, apathetic to that and the cost of some of the local ones around here. That they don't have to drive 4 hours or 45 minutes for. So, hey, altontoyota.com. Check out their Rent a Toyota program that they have and see what kind of bigger vehicle they could put you in. We will be back tomorrow with more Daily Cards Live. He's Bob Ramsey. I'm Joe Roderick. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
From our roots in St. Louis, Royal Banks of Missouri is branching out to continue serving you with our locations in St. Charles, Jerseyville, Granite City, and now in Hannibal, Center, and New London. Royal Banks of Missouri, the community bank in your community.